the following sentence. Practice makes, I'm sure you said perfect. Practice makes perfect is what we've been taught to say for many years, many of us. But I'm here to propose there's a different way of looking at that. Practice makes. Hello there and welcome to the Coffee with Colin. Thank you for joining me. Complete the following sentence. Practice makes, I'm sure you said perfect. Practice makes perfect is what we've been taught to say for many years, many of us. But I'm here to propose there's a different way of looking at that. Practice makes permanent. I'll say that one more time. Practice makes permanent, not necessarily perfect. If you or I were to go back today and take a driving test, do you think we'd pass? Probably not, let's be honest. Probably not. Why? Because we've been practicing for years, decades perhaps in my case. And practice has made permanent. And I'm sure my driving flaws are permanent now, and it would take a lot of perfect practice to change my poor driving habits. However, I'm still alive, thank goodness. Okay. So if we go with the premise that practice doesn't necessarily make perfect, practice actually only makes permanent. But then the question is, what are you and I practicing today? And rather than getting into a whole convoluted debate as to what we should be looking at, I'm going to propose that we look at four areas: our health, our wealth, our relationships, and our spirit. Health, wealth, relationships, and spirit. And if we assume that practice makes permanent, well, then let's look at our habits around our health. What practices are we engaging in around our health that, unless we do something about it, those practices will be permanent over time? Around our wealth, what practices have we got around our wealth that are proving to be permanent over time? What practices around our relationships are we behaving in that are proving permanent over time? And what practices around our spirit, around how we feel about ourselves, are we practicing that are becoming permanent over time? So practice does not make perfect, practice simply makes permanent. So let's take each of those in quick succession. What are you doing these days around your health? Because whatever you're practicing around your health, whether that's good or bad, is being made permanent. Okay. What are your wealth habits these days? What are your spending habits these days? What are your saving habits these days? What are your investing habits these days? Because those practices are being made permanent. Are you happy with that? Your relationships. How are your relationships in your life today? How are your key relationships in your life today? Friends, close friends and family. How are they? Because your practice around those relationships are making those relationships permanent, not necessarily perfect. And your spirit. How are you about you? Are you taking time out for you? Poyomf, P-O-Y-O-O-M-F, put on your own oxygen mask first. It is not possible to be of service to those around you or I unless we take care of our own needs first. Self-care is not selfish. So what practices are you engaging in on a regular basis around your spirit? Because those practices are being made permanent over time. So this idea around practice makes permanent, not necessarily perfect, came to me because over the last number of weeks, I've been resurrecting and repurposing some old Coffees with Colm using the opening phrase, complete the following sentence. And the first one was, anything worth doing is worth doing. And most people say, well, and I'm proposing anything worth doing is worth doing badly. You can check out that vlog on my YouTube channel. The second one was, sometimes I win and sometimes I. And most people say lose, but in fact, the correct way to look at that is sometimes I win and sometimes I learn. And when I was resurrecting and repurposing those Coffees with Colm, I remembered a phrase that I had heard years ago and decided to put a sort of a trilogy together. And it led to this week's Coffee with Colm question, which invited you to complete the following sentence. Practice makes. And now you know the correct answer is permanent. So thank you for joining me for this week's Coffee with Colm. I hope and trust as ever you got something from it. Please consider what's been shared here today and apply it into your thinking for this next week. And then very importantly, come back next week and we'll share another coffee together and I'll ruminate on some other aspect of life and business. Between now and then, get some great coffee for sure. Get some fresh air. Get some R&R. If you spend too much time with people, I recommend you take some time out and spend some time alone. And conversely, if you spend too much time alone, I recommend you get back out there and meet some people. And then when the time is right, and only when the time is right, get your head back in the game. Get organized for the week ahead. Get stuck in. Make next week count. Remember, practice makes permanent. And I'll see you here this time next week for another Coffee with Colm. Sláinte. great concert. Take care, talk to you soon. Bye for now.